When I customize my worship of God, I practice pragmatism rather than pursuing holiness. Pragmatism says if it works, it must be right. But what looks like it may be working and successful in our sight is not always how God counts success. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Let's look at the pragmatism of a man named Micah in Judges chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. It says this, "And the man Micah had a shrine, and he made an ephod and household gods, and ordained one of his sons who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." So Micah has a metal image fabricated. He put it in his own personal house of worship. He made an ephod. He ordained one of his own sons to be his priest. Well, isn't this all convenient for Micah? It seems to all work out pretty well for him so far. I mean, his name means, "Who is like you, Lord?" Well, that's a great name, but we instantly see that his name has no bearing on Micah's life because he has lived his life setting up idols and images next to his own man-made image of Yahweh. Instead of making the trip to Shiloh, which is where the temple of God was located, he decided that the trip was too far or too hot or just too crowded. It didn't suit him. It didn't work for him. It wasn't in his best personal interests. So he simply created his own personal place of worship where it would be comfortable and convenient for him. He could worship at his own time when it was right for him. And not only did he have his own special place of worship, but he also had his own personal way of communicating with God by the creation of the ephod. An ephod was authorized by God to be worn by the high priest, upon which were placed two stones, the Urim and the Thummim. And when the high priest needed to consult with God, these stones would somehow be the means by which God gave his answer. There's a bit of mystery surrounding this, but what is known is that the high priest is the only one who carried these stones in the ephod, which only the high priest wore. So Micah is in essence saying, "I will have my own access to God. I will configure a workaround God's authorized man and word." Not only that, but Micah ordains his own son as his personal priest. So let me ask you, who is in control of worship here? Who controls when worship takes place and how worship takes place and where worship takes place? Well, Micah does, and it's all a pragmatic, "it works for me" solution. And this is a small example of the constant refrain in Judges when it says over and over, "they forgot the Lord and served the Baals." This is part of what it looks like to serve the Baals, to serve idols. You start taking a little bit of the world and you mix it in with a little bit of what you like about God, and there you have it. And we must be on alert of customizing our worship of God. And the main way to be on alert is to walk with Jesus day by day in His Word. When you pray today, please remember Hannah McClellan, one of our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Igbo LifeWord broadcast heard in Nigeria.